Aleishu Chelik Beis, Tav Tzadi Aleph, Paragraf Gimel. La sugya shanu is skima ba, anu tzrichiv letzeref oid Rashi echad b'chumash. We need to combine the sugya that we are dealing with one more statement of Rashi in Chumash, al pasuk in Parashas Yisroi, v'ata im shemoya tishmu b'koili, if you will obey me, u'shmatem esperisi, and observe my covenant, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim kili chol ha'oritz. You shall be for me a segula of all nations, for the entire universe is mine. Rashi writes there, segula, what does that mean? Oitzar chaviv, a beloved treasure. K'moy uskulas melachim kli akar, v'avanim tavoyes shem melachim goynezim oisam. Comparable to precious stones that kings are goynez, they hide them, they place them in their safes. Kach atem tiyu li segula mishar ha'umois. In the same way, you will be for me a beloved treasure out of all the nations. Don't think that I treasure you because I have nothing else. You're the only ones who are there and I have nothing else. No. Don't think that I have nothing else so that my love for you is not discernible. That's why the Pasuk ends, I do, I have everything else. The entire universe is mine. But nonetheless, everything else is like nothing in comparison to you. הרי הכלל ישראל יהיה סגולה כזויס שהקדש ברוך הוא כביכול גונז איסו בבייס גנזב להסתעשע בוי הוא לבדוי. כלל ישראל will be such a beloved treasure that הקדש ברוך הוא will place כלל ישראל in his treasury להסתעשע בוי הוא לבדוי, just to amuse himself with, to have pleasure, to delight in כלל ישראל alone. גניזה זוי פנימיוס. When we have over here these terms, גניזה, it means פנימיוס, away from exposure. ויבטיח הקדוש ברוך הוא לכלל ישראל. The promise is שהם ישמעו בקוילוי וישמרו הסבר ישראל. If they follow him, if they observe the covenant, הם יהיו הפנימיוס של כל העולם. They will be the inner dimension of the entire universe. And then Chazal, in that comment that Rashi quotes, ומה יש לי עוד שתחי בסכם ניכרס? Speaking about the fact that his love for us will be discernible. כי אין פנים אלא במקום שיש חוץ. To speak of an inner dimension is only possible where there's an outer dimension. Without an outer layer, one cannot discern the inner layer. Just as without darkness, one cannot really discern the light. That's why the Pasuk in Yisroel ends, the entire universe is mine. And nonetheless, those nations count for nothing for me. Even though the world, the universe, is a really wondrous creation. Certainly, the creator of this universe does not belittle it. But nonetheless, there's an infinite difference between the chitzonius and the pnimius. The pnimius is the essence, that's the purpose, that's the end goal. The chitzonius is a way to reach Pnimius and to discern it, as we said, by contrast. One sees the immense contrast and then one can understand the significance of the Pnimius. In brackets. In the same vein, Rashi then, Parshas Ekev, Chamishi, Ela Pasuk, Hein Lashem Elokecha Hashamayim Ushme Hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. Ha'oretz V'chol Asher Bah. He has the land and everything in it. And then Rak Ba'avisecha Chashak Hashem La'ava Isam. Hashem only desired your forefathers. And Rashi explains, Hein Lashem Elokecha HaKoil, he has everything. Afal Pichin Rak Ba'avisecha Chashak Hashem La'Koil. He only desired the Avois. It's the same, in the same vein as what we're saying over here. Baze anu imdim al ba'ur chadash b'inyan yiras Hashem Yitzaroi. With this introduction, we have a new clarity in this concept of yiras Hashem Yitzaroi that Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, והסגולה שרשי הזכיר בשבס שם, and the סגולה that Rashi mentioned in the passage in Shabbos that we spoke about. Now we have a new added insight. כי מהוס היצר היא פנימיוס. The essence of this treasure is this פנימיוס, this inner dimension. הרי יראה היא כלי היוצר באדם עולם פנימי. We've mentioned this. יראה is a כלי that creates within the individual a private, hidden world. The Torah that a person learns, the actions that a person performs. The Torah transforms them, takes them as raw materials and transforms them into inner treasures. Bli yir'a ha'adam adayin b'chutz emed. Without the yir'a, the person is still on the outside. Al di'eg amru chazal, ki serasu ha'isa misafa velachutz. In Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav, Chazal criticized di'eg by saying that his Torah was outward, from the lips out. V'torah tzichah liyos misafa velifnim. The Torah has to be precisely the other way, inwardly directed. Oilam penimi tzichim livnois ita. A person is to build with the Torah an inner world. The key to this inner world is Yir'ah. Uvli Yir'ah, without it, nisharu kol yedi'os b'Torah adam rochesh kmo yedi'os b'shaar chochmos. Without the Yir'ah, all the knowledge that a person acquires in Torah, all his knowledge within Torah, will remain just like knowledge in other intellectual disciplines. It will not form an inner world within him. Hu asher amru b'Shabbos daf lamed aleph. Chazal speak about this. Kol adam sheyesh bo Torah ve'en bo yiras shamayim, a person with Torah knowledge but without yiras shamayim, doyme legizbar shemasulo maftechos apnimiyos umaftechos achitzinios lo masuloi. He is like an official who was given the keys to the inner room, but they never gave him the keys to the outer room. Behayayim, how's he going to get in? What good are the inner keys if he can't get in to the outer chamber? The keys to the inner chambers were given to him. Of what benefit are they to him? He cannot enter, he's standing on the outside. The key to enter inwards is Yir'ah, and he doesn't have it. Here we come full circle. We return to the Gemara that we began with. Bivrachos daf lamed gimel amud beis. Shamu sham. Veho amar Rabbi Chanan mishom bishomun yuchai. Ein loy lakadosh baruch hu beveis genazav, ela oitza shil as shamayim. Hakadosh baruch hu in his treasury has a treasure of yiras shamayim. Shenema, he quotes a pasuk, yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi. Hare rak oitzar ze hu beveis genazav shil hakadosh baruch hu. This is the only treasure there in Hashem's treasury, shu apnim shebafnim. This is the inner sanctum of the inner sanctum. Kirak ha-yir'ah, hi ha-yifeches es ha-adam v'esterosoi, limtzius shalom plimi. It's yir'ah that transforms the individual and his terah that is acquired into a reality of an inner world. V'arizoi ha-techlis. And that's the ultimate purpose. Adkan.